Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Talking to God, a study on the principles of prayer based on Ron Dunn's book, Don't Just Stand There, Pray Something. In this session, we'll be looking at 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 8, prayer and the prayer. Listen, with good intention, we can do something that's not good. Two important things in prayer. Number one, the prayer prayed must be according to God's will. And second, the prayer, the one who prays, must also be according to God's will. Robert McShane said, prayer life is more being than doing. If the life is wrong, then the prayer isn't useful. What a man is in his prayer closet is what he is. No Christian is greater than his prayer life, and his prayer life can be no greater than his personal life. It is possible to preach without being right. It is possible to teach without being right. And why is that so? Well, preaching and teaching are person-to-person activities. But prayer is a person-to-God encounter. It is an audience with the one to whom all things are opened and revealed. Only the real person can appear before God's throne. James chapter 5, verse 16, the second part of it says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. A righteous man. King David said in Psalm 66, verse 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Just consider the order of worship in a church. Most are very similar. But what is Jesus' order of worship? Look at Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. He says, therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. First, be reconciled to your brother. Imagine. The choir won't sing until they go make things right. The musicians won't play until they go make things right. The pastor won't preach until he goes and makes things right. The deacons won't pray until they go and make things right. The ushers won't take the offering until they go make things right. Listen, an 11 o'clock service might take until 4 o'clock. Monday afternoon to get started. But oh, what a service it would be. Pastor, what is the point of all this? Well, simply put, the acceptability of any act of worship is determined by the acceptability of the worshipers. Worship is meaningless if the heart's not right. Micah chapter 6 and verse 6. Just look at the drama. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before Him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Well, look at verse 7. Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Well, the answer is given in verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. The gift's acceptability is determined by the acceptability of the giver. The sermon's acceptability is determined by the acceptability of the preacher. Also, the musician, the singer, and especially the prayer. Now that was all introduction. Now let's look at our text in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. I desire, therefore, that men everywhere pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. The attitude of the heart, the attitude of the life, not the mechanics of the gesture. Paul's focus is not on the lifting of hands, but the holiness of the hands. Andrew Murray wrote, many think that they must, with their defective spiritual life, work themselves up to pray more. They do not understand that only in proportion to the spiritual life, only in proportion as the spiritual life is strengthened, can the prayer life increase. Prayer and life are inseparably connected. It's a scientific fact that if a cube of lead is placed on a cube of gold, the two metals slowly but inevitably penetrate each other. Humans absorb the spirit of those we associate with and spend a lot of time with. We think my gold is penetrating their lead. Usually the opposite is truer. Their lead is spoiling our gold. Psalm 119, verse 115. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. God desires holy hands to pray. Be careful to keep yourself pure for God and His purposes, especially for prayer. You think about that, and you have a great day.